Hi there, it is week 13 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. You know, one of the things that I think is really hard for us, especially for women, is for us to notice and to take pride in everything that we've accomplished. So, and you might listen, I'm guilty of this because I once had a counselor say to me, like, hey, what are all of the things that you've accomplished? And I was blank. I was like, well, I don't know. Like what? I was searching for this like big accomplishment, you know, thinking about, well, my mom, you know, she bought a market and she owned a market and, you know, she had this business and she had another business. And my dad had this like really amazing business. And, you know, he like built this like empire with his racehorses and all these things. And so I kind of took a pause and I was trying to think like, what have I actually accomplished in this lifetime? And her answer to me when I was pausing was, you know, you spin the plates, you pay the bills, you sign the forms, you do the work, you fix the problems, you manage the people, you organize the world, or at least the world that we live in, and you do all of that while menstruating and pushing a grocery cart and often telephone, you know, tag in the grocery aisle, trying to get to the quietest aisle that we can be in so that we can have a phone call while we're also thinking about dinner and this and this and this. So for you today, because I got the message loud and clear when she said that to me, I just want you to pause and notice all the shit that you get done every day. And I want you to really understand and think about the fact that you are kind of amazing. Not kind of, you are amazing. And I want you to own that and take pride in that. Because recognizing that and taking pride in that is also breaking what I like to think of as a generational curse. Because a lot of us were taught that pride is a sin. And that if you're prideful, that will happen just before a fall. So anytime you boast or you feel proud, then you'll fall down. And you're also taught that it's okay to be proud of others. But in no world should we ever be proud of ourselves. And I just feel like it is true, an unhealthy pride can maybe lead to a stumble or to, you know, a fall. But a healthy pride is different. You have the right to be proud of all you do. And if you're not, if you never pause to notice and appreciate all that you've done, then you're missing out on the satisfaction that you've earned and that you deserve. And you're only ever and do more, be more, save more, have more, strive more, give more, learn more. And you are never allowing yourself to notice or to pay witness to attention and to acceptance and love over what you have to be proud of in this lifetime. Listen, I'm guilty of it. I can get on the train, push, do, give more, be better, go, go, go. And then sometimes I just have to say, you know, Carmel Bear, just take a moment. Look around. Look what you're doing. Look what you've accomplished. And look what you've accomplished while you're struggling with MS. There were times where I was in the worst MS flare-ups and I was hiding it that I couldn't text people because my hands were so bad at the time. And I would hide it. And then when my hands got a little bit better and I could text somebody back like 4 or 5 days later, I would just say, oh, I'm sorry. I was so busy. I wasn't busy. I was holding my shit together. I was trying to get through something. And oftentimes we'll hide things that we're going through. You know, you go to work and you can be the biggest hero and you come home and you walk in the door and there's laundry and there's dishes and there's mess and there's crumbs and you look at your bed sheets and you're like, my God, I don't know when the last time I changed those was. You know, and every time you get into your vehicle, you're like, yeah, I should really clean this. Like, it's just a constant. And we do all of that, you know, as the counselor said, while menstruating, while going through life problems, while doing all these other things. So I just want you to take a moment right now and just ask yourself, what am I proud of myself for right now? Listen, if you're proud you got out of bed today, that's enough to be proud of. That's amazing to be proud of. And if you have some bigger accomplishments that you're proud of, that's amazing too. But start being proud of yourself and start giving back to yourself the same way that you would give to others. Because you loving you is the most important key to all of this. Have a great week, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.